Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Authors Beyond Words. I'm your host, Richard Cohn, publisher of Beyond Words Publishing. And today, for our listeners, we have the pleasure of speaking with Lisa Kessler. And Lisa is the author of The Practical Tarot Deck and The Practical Tarot Method, which teaches one learning to read tarot cards intuitively. Lisa has been a professional tarot card reader for nearly 20 years, reading for clients all over the world. She's a passionate teacher of tarot and has taught her practical tarot courses in the United States as well as online to international audiences. Her Tarot for Writers course has been presented at writers' conferences and groups around the country to help creatives connect with their intuition through tarot cards. And she also posts free weekly tarot readings on her YouTube channel. You can find out more about her books at authorlisakessler.com. And when she's not reading tarot or writing books, she's coaching others to manifest the life of their dreams. You can learn more about her metaphysical manifesting at metaphysicalmanifesting.com. Welcome, Lisa.
Hi, Richard. Thanks for having me here today.
You're very, very welcome. I was reading. I have your tarot deck, practical tarot deck, in front of me, and I was reading it occurred to me, how can listeners build a deeper relationship with their intuition?
Well, I think that tarot is a great way to do that just because it is a wonderful tool to get out of your own head and tap into that intuitive higher consciousness, because it kind of takes your ego out of the equation. When you shuffle tarot cards and feel the energy, you run your hand along the top and you pull a card, it's always the card that you need. And sometimes it's not the card we want, but when we connect with that image immediately when we turn it over, it is a pure intuitive knowing when you flip over that card. And it doesn't matter if you have read the book or what the traditional meaning is of that card, you got that message as soon as you turned it over. And the trick is to not talk yourself out of it.
Yeah, I was wondering about that, if one pulled a card and didn't like it for some reason. Is that when our head gets involved and our ego?
Yes. Yes, and it happens to all of us, me included, because sometimes we know the answer, but we're hoping the tarot cards will tell us something different. And the reality is that you need that validation sometimes to go, okay, I hear you. I recognize that perhaps I'm blowing this out of proportion, or whatever the case may be. But there is an inclination sometimes to go, okay, I'm pulling another card. But what's really funny is sometimes you'll get a card with almost the same meaning. It's like, shoot. I've had clients before who have told me that they have pulled a card and it wasn't a card they wanted. Like, let's say you got the Three of Swords, which has three swords right through your heart, and you're like, dang, this isn't the card I want. So they pull two more and they keep getting swords cards. And so the universe wants you to understand the message and not try to talk yourself out of it.
You know, you've been a tarot reader for over 20 years. What sparked your curiosity and passion for tarot?
Gosh, it probably started with the artwork. I have always been drawn to metaphysical, paranormal type things. I think it just comes from being an only child, and so I had to keep myself busy. My mom was one of those parents where I'd go, I'm bored, and she would say, so write a story. Okay. So I've always been wanting the world to be more than what we see with our eyes, you know, more than our five senses. And so that has always leaned me toward a spiritual path. And tarot, for me, the artwork and the way that it is compiled with 78 cards and having, you know, 22 of them are the events in your life, and then the rest of them are all the minor arcana, which really represents all the aspects of our life. And when I made those connections, it was such a, gosh, it's such a great tool for keeping me on my path, especially when I'm struggling. And for me, that really made me want to learn more. And once I really started to connect with the cards, reading for other people, I found to be very inspiring because I could see the reaction in people and, you know, sometimes getting validation, sometimes getting direction, sometimes getting comfort. And so being able to have that tool has always been, it's always been like having a direct phone line to your higher consciousness. And for me, that's a big comfort.
That is, I mean, that's really a wonderful, wonderful thing to have, to know that when you open your deck and pull a card, that you're literally having the opportunity to connect with your higher self, with the universe.
Yes. Yeah, for me, that's a big deal.
Yes, I mean, I think for anyone, and there has to be there has to be a trust that when you're pulling that card and you have a knowingness or an intention. You talk about intention and how important that is. So can you talk a little more about that?
Yes. So when I'm teaching tarot class, I always tell everybody that your cards are just a tool. And without having intention, which would literally be, what is your question? If you just draw cards randomly with no intention, you get meaningless answers because you don't know what the question was. So, you know, maybe you're pulling a card at random and, you know, you had no intention. You might get a card and have no idea that this involves your job. So that intention really drives the train when you're pulling cards, because without it, you might get an answer, but you don't know what it means. The way you know what it means is by that intention. So when I sit down to read cards for someone else, that's always my first question, is what is our intention today? Where do you need insight and inspiration? Because once you know that, even if it's as simple as, what do I need to know this week? That gives you a really great intention so that when you pull those cards, you know what you're focusing on for this week. Not next month or next year, but this week. And so intention becomes what the way that we can actually understand what we're seeing.
That makes sense. Because otherwise, as you said, you'll get random answers that you have no idea.
Right. You don't know what they're for.
So setting intention. And do you recommend that someone, in order to really hone in on what that intention is, are there techniques that they can use?
Yeah, if you are drawn to pull a card, you have an intention. If there is something nudging you to pull your tarot cards off the shelf, there is an intention there. Sometimes we are hesitant to dig into it because, like I say, you know, sometimes we know what the answer is, but we really want the tarot cards to tell us something different. But you have an intention as soon as you pull them off the shelf. Sometimes people will come to me for a reading, and they'll say, I don't know why I'm here, but I felt like I needed a reading. And in that case, I would ask, what's going on in your life right now? And that might be a question you might ask yourself. What am I struggling with right now? Where do I need some inspiration? Because there really was a reason you took those off your shelf. Your spirit guides and your guardian angels are all trying to get you a message. And since we don't usually typically hear them with our ears, you know, they're nudging you, pull those cards out so we can get you this message, right? So if you're struggling with intention, ask yourself, you know, where am I struggling in my life right now? Or where do I need some inspiration? Or think about what you're excited about. Maybe your guides and angels are trying to alert you that there's an opportunity coming. You know, maybe you're going to pull the Three of Pentacles, which is all about, you know, networking with your friends, and your guides and angels are like, you know someone who can help you. And it becomes, you know, important that they get this message to you. So you have an intention as soon as you pick up that deck. You just may not be conscious of it yet.
I've found in life that possibilities and opportunities are around all of us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And recognizing them and then taking action is the key. So
yes.
It sounds like your deck would be a way to open that door.
For sure. That's definitely what you want with a tarot deck, is something that you connect with instantly. That's why it's so important, and I have a section in the Practical Tarot Method where we talk about connecting with a deck. I didn't initially just take to tarot. I wanted to really badly because I wanted this tool, but the traditional Rider-Waite tarot deck never worked for me. I couldn't get any intuitive messages from those images, and I also struggled to memorize 78 cards. I couldn't make the connection. So I kept collecting decks because I enjoyed the artwork. But when I finally found a deck where I was getting messages, even though I couldn't memorize that book, I was like, what is happening? And then I realized I've connected with this deck. The images on this deck speak to me. And then when I started studying the traditional meanings of the cards, I could look at them and find the imagery and the symbolism, and then I started to be able to read from any deck. But it all starts with you connecting with your deck.
That's a very good point, and one that I, in reading your booklet, that you're very clear about, and helping people to find ways to do that connection.
Yeah, in the Practical Tarot Method, I actually have sections about the different symbols and the different cycles. There's lots of different ways for you to connect with your cards other than memorizing 78 of them. And typically, you will get the message that you need, and it's not always the traditional meaning of the card. And then that's valid, too. These are a versatile tool for you to tap into your own intuition. So for some people, you know, butterflies traditionally mean transformation. But maybe for you, butterflies were your grandma. You know, maybe everything your grandma gave you had butterflies on it. And so this message is from your grandma. It doesn't have to be, you know, what your booklet tells you.
The other evening I had a little insect flying around me, and it just wouldn't leave me. So instead of squishing it somehow, I thought, well, maybe I need to just pay attention here.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, spirit guides and angels are just energy, and a lot of times they can connect with animals and bugs, and, you know, there's a reason. It's not random.
How can our listeners build a deeper relationship with their intuition?
Well, if you're talking about in relation to tarot cards,
yes.
There are many ways to practice. So, like, I will tell people when I'm teaching, pull a tarot card every day with the intention of, what is my focus today? Or what's the energy today? Or something like that. And keep a little journal so that when you finish your day, you just jot down a few notes about, you know, what tied in with that tarot card. Because what will happen is, you'll start to recognize patterns, and you'll be able to go, gosh, every time I draw that, you know, five of pentacles, I'm always in situations where I need to, you know, knock on a door or ask a question, or, you know, I have to initiate getting into, you know, new opportunities or something like that. And that's a way for you to really connect and learn to, you know, trust those different messages from your cards. And if you keep doing these and having to go to the book and you can't get a message, that might not be your deck. It certainly took me many decks before I found one that I really connected with. And when I was designing the Practical Tarot deck, I wanted to be sure that every card was packed with symbolism and imagery and mood and everything, so that hopefully people will be able to get that message without reaching for that guidebook. The guidebook is there, of course, just in case. But I'm hopeful that people will be able to immediately connect and get a message without needing to feel like I don't understand and having to go to a booklet and then try to figure out how does that connect with my life. It just makes it a lot more difficult to make it a personal message, because I feel like when you turn over a card, your intuition is speaking. So the longer it takes you to fumble around and try to find that message, you've kind of lost the thread. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. And I love that that you have a prompt after each in your booklet to encourage the reader or the user of the deck to journal, as you just talked about, or even to meditate. And do you suggest that meditating before pulling a card?
You can. There really are no rules. But typically for me, I am not a great meditator. I struggle with getting my brain to be quiet. And if you can have a focus for your meditation, it really helps. So a lot of times I will pull a tarot card and go, oh, I'm focusing on, I pulled the sun, I'm going to focus on joy and gratitude and good luck and what great things could possibly happen today. And so when I'm meditating on these high vibration, you know, it gives me a focus to keep my brain busy so that I can meditate. You can also meditate before you pull a card. You can meditate on your intention, on your question, and then pull a card if you like. But typically, I'll pull a card first and use that as the focus of my meditation. And when I put those prompts in the guidebook, those are a great way for you to learn and connect with your deck, too, because each one is geared toward the card that you pulled. So it can help you, kind of like what I was saying about pull one card a day and at the end of the day. Those questions can give you something that you can reflect on right now. And those can give you something that you connect on right now so that you can, again, get more familiar with that deck.
I think it's, you've given a wonderful tool for people to use every day after they pulled the card, just journaling about what their intention was and what they see using their own intuition.
That was my intention, so I hope so. Thank you.
Everyone loves Oracle cards. They make great gifts for you or anyone, and I know where you can get the best ones. BeyondWord.com. These decks are created by top visionaries with beautiful, unique, original artwork. With over 20 beautiful card decks and easy-to-understand guidebooks from angels to spirit animals, there is certainly one deck or more that calls out to you. These visionary decks are fun, filled with wisdom, and can give you insight. So visit BeyondWord.com. Go to Products, Type, and click on Cards. It's so much fun. Do it now. BeyondWord.com.
Picture this. It's Saturday night, and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good, or become spiritually aware, or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. Get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit BeyondWord.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday night just got better. BeyondWord.com.
Get a second chance at life at any age. Turn your life around to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. It's an easy step-by-step process with Michael Clinton's new book, Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life. Reimagine yourself, own who you are, act on what's next, and reassess relationships. All to roar into the second half of your life, which is the name of the book. Get your copy of Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life by Michael Clinton at BeyondWord.com, Amazon.com, or order it from any bookstore. Go ahead and roar. You deserve it. Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, beyondword.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal. So visit BeyondWord.com.
Uplifting Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Lisa, how has Tarot impacted those you've worked with, and how has it impacted your own intuitive work?
Well, it has grown into a tool that I use when I'm writing novels, that I use every day to, you know, have a focus for my day. The reason I named it the Practical Tarot Deck is because for me, tarot is a practical tool that you can use every day. And so often I see people, you know, and movies too, but they treat it like it's this mystical, magical thing that you pull out at a party to tell everyone's fortune. But it's actually developed as a tool, and you don't have to use it for future things. You can use it for creative endeavors. And I loved one of my favorite parts of the Practical Tarot Method was at the end when I got to give practical uses for this tarot deck, because I do teach tarot for writers, because I believe that it is the easiest way for a writer to tap into their writer's intuition, to their creativity, without letting their ego, you know, which is constantly going, but how will readers react? Will I be able to sell this? And, you know, and that stifles all of your creativity. And so pulling a card can get you out of that with a simple intention of what happens next, you know, or why is this character doing this, and gets you kind of out of the way. And you can also use it for, you know, visual arts and anything where you need creativity and you need to get the real world out of the way. And so for me, it's impacted all the areas of my life, because I am a creative type person. And for my clients and other writers, it has changed. I have on my website, I have so many notes from writers who are like, oh my gosh, I had one writer who contacted me afterwards and said, I wrote an entire book using just the cycle of cups, because I teach tarot in cycles. They all go from ace to ten, and they follow this cycle that matches our real life. You know, our life doesn't just go in a straight trajectory, sadly. You know, we all go, woohoo, I know what I'm doing. Oh, dang. And your tarot cards mirror that. And she was able to write an entire book, and all of her plot points and everything fell exactly with the cycle of cups of love. It was amazing. So it really can impact you in ways you never expected if you're willing to do the work to get yourself familiar with your deck and really connect with it. It will be there whenever you need it, because it's just a tool. It's not a party favor, you know?
Yes. It's like having a friend that you can call on.
Yes, anytime. Yeah. If you're having trouble making a decision, think of that. Have that be your intention and pull a tarot card. Tarot cards are not going to tell you. There is not a tarot card that says yes or no, and there is not a tarot card that says in 15 minutes. That's why the fortune-telling angle of tarot cards is not often realistic, because I believe that we were given free will, because sometimes we're supposed to make a mistake. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. And so tarot cards aren't meant to stifle you from making a mistake. They are not a magic eight ball that's going to tell you everything. But they can give you insight into your own path and your own intuition, and if you listen, it can help you to learn and grow even through challenges. They are not meant to tell you what to do.
I totally agree with you. I think mistakes can be sometimes the best teachers we've ever had, because they point out things that we needed to know and don't have to make that mistake again. I remember my father said to me one day, show me a baseball player who never makes errors, and I'll show you someone who never tries for the ball.
True. That's very true. Well, and I think, too, if we never made a mistake, how would we ever grow? Because when you're succeeding, you want to keep doing the same thing, because you don't want the success to go away. So how do you grow if you're not willing to push boundaries? And that's where the learning happens. So, you know, we really do need to, you know, make mistakes so that we can turn a corner, right? So tarot cards aren't meant to make it so that you never make a mistake, but they are there to help you to figure out, what do I do now? You know, what should I lean into? And it can really be a comforting guidance when you need it. But it's definitely, you're never going to pull a tarot card and it's going to say, you know, he's the one. It's just not, because we have free will and we're supposed to make that decision, not our cards. But if you're having relationship issues and you would like some insight into, you know, where should I be focusing my energy to help heal my relationship, that is something where you'll get a tarot card and it will be, sometimes it's an aha moment where you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that, you know, and give you a new angle to, you know, work on.
I think when you're mentioning about, you know, pushing boundaries and trying new things, and I know in business it's important to look at, in essence, reinventing ourselves along the way, because if we do the same thing over and over, we're not open to the new possibilities that can come within that business that we're not paying attention to.
Yes, it's so true. And beyond business, even creatively, if you think about, you know, musicians who have this long history, there's a new documentary about Elvis that just came out, and I watched it and I was like, wow, I learned so many things that I didn't know. But things like, he did a gospel album, which was, you know, something, an album of his heart. No one on his team wanted him to do it. but these were songs he grew up with. This was something, you know, and I think out of that, and you do things that maybe you wouldn't have thought, you know, you wouldn't have risked. But when you take that risk, you open up for a reward.
That's a very good point, one to take to heart.
Yes.
Get a second chance at life at any age. Turn your life around to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. It's an easy step-by-step process with Michael Clinton's new book, Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life. Reimagine yourself, own who you are, act on what's next, and reassess relationships. All to roar into the second half of your life, which is the name of the book. Get your copy of Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life by Michael Clinton at BeyondWord.com, Amazon.com, or order it from any bookstore. Go ahead and roar. You deserve it.
Picture this. It's Saturday night and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good or become spiritually aware or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. Get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit BeyondWord.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday night just got better. BeyondWord.com.
Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, BeyondWord.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal, so visit BeyondWord.com. Everyone loves Oracle cards. They make great gifts for you or anyone, and I know where you can get the best ones. BeyondWord.com. These decks are created by top visionaries with beautiful, unique, original artwork. With over 20 beautiful card decks and easy-to-understand guidebooks from angels to spirit animals, there is certainly one deck or more that calls out to you. These visionary decks are fun, filled with wisdom, and can give you insight. So visit BeyondWord.com. Go to Products, Type, and click on Cards. It's so much fun. Do it now. BeyondWord.com.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
In your booklet, you talk about the word trust, and trust is a word that you recommend to your readers. Do you have suggestions on how you can learn to trust yourself?
I think that that is a lifelong process, because some days I feel 100% I trust my intuition, even though, you know, realistically I might be going, are you sure? I'm like, yes, this is what my gut says. I'm trusting it, and I'm 100% in, and it always works out for my highest good. But then there are other days where I wake up and I think, oh, God, and I'm filled with fear and scarcity mindset. I just think that's part of being human. And again, it is when you can lean on tools to help you, like tarot. When I am in a deep fear kind of day, I reach for those cards because they can help me shake it off. And so trust is, I think, you know, it just is a lifetime growth. And hopefully the more we do it, you'll have more days where you trust your intuition and off you go. But it is not a failure when you wake up one day and you're like, dang, why can't I stop worrying about what's coming next week? Stay in the present. I think it's normal for us to struggle with that because we're human and that's what we're here for. We're here to learn. So trust is, I think, an ongoing thing. You are never going to cross a finish line where you're like, okay, I trust my intuition and now I'm enlightened and here I go. I mean, unless you're the Buddha or the Dalai Lama, they may have achieved it. But for the rest of us humans, I don't know that we ever 100%, you know, are always there, but I think that's always what we're striving for. Because typically, if you're walking a spiritual path, typically you know that the cards are always stacked in your favor. The universe wants you to live an abundant life, and trusting that is that's our part of the equation. And so, you know, it's just an ongoing battle with, with, you know, the material world and our spiritual world. But trusting your intuition is your fastest way to get to where the universe wants you to be. Abundant, happy, full of joy, you know. But like I say, we're never 100% full of joy either. So it's all part of our human life here. But trusting your intuition I think you can develop that more if you have a tool like tarot or meditation, you know, whatever really resonates with you. But if you work in these spiritual aspects that do resonate with you, you get better at having a tool to help you to trust your intuition, and you get better the more times that you trust your intuition and it works out well. You start, you know, going, okay, remember that one time? I always recommend people keep a blessings journal or a gratitude journal, or I have a blessings box where I'll write down, oh, this good thing happened. Because when you're having one of those scarcity fear days, if you pull out all of those notes and go, oh my gosh, remember that day when, you know, my tax return hit and I didn't think I would have it for months, and, you know, or whatever that good blessing was that day, or, oh, I remember that day my friend told me about a job and then I got it. Wow. And having those are another way to help you to get through those kind of, you know, days where you're feeling like the lost rabbit in the forest and who's going to eat me. But I do think trust is an ongoing, you're never going to cross the finish line, you know.
Well, I'm really glad that you shared what you just shared for our listeners, because I think when someone is listening to an author, a writer, someone like you, the tendency is to think, oh, they must have an absolutely perfect life.
Right. Yes. Yeah, I always, it's really easy to, from the outside, look at someone and go, oh, everything is perfect and I'll never be that great. But the reality is, usually anyway, is that we all have those days, and it doesn't mean you're a failure. It means you're a human being. And I think that the more that people are honest about it, then we can all realize that, hey, we're all going to be okay. So at least that's what I hope people get out of it.
and a nice, when you mentioned having a blessing box or a gratitude journal, a place that you can refer back to when you are in one of those moments where maybe you're second guessing yourself, or you know you're in your own way, and to look at those things that have happened along the path in life, some of them serendipitously, and just things that happen seemingly out of the blue.
Yes.
Because they're available for us all the time. I remember one day I got a check from the IRS for, I think it was like $48,000.
And I couldn't
figure out. I didn't have a refund coming or anything. So I deposited in the bank. I thought, well, I'm supposed to get this, I guess.
And yeah.
About a year later, I got a letter from the IRS saying, we made a mistake, and you weren't supposed to receive the check that you received, so we would like to have it back, please.
Oh, no!
By then, I had spent it many times over. And
right.
So then I had a new challenge.
But you know what? You're still here, so you obviously overcame it.
I did.
Yeah. See, that's something, too, that I think that as we go, when you're having one of those days where, you know, you are in your own way and your brain won't be quiet about, I don't know how this will happen, being able to have a journal of some kind where you can flip back to this day last year and look in there and go, oh, my gosh, I always overcome these things. I'm still here, right? And sometimes you overcome things that were so, you know, so much bigger, like what the story you just told. I mean, a year ago, you wouldn't have thought that was possible. But now here you still are. You did it.
Yes. And I think it really, just to look back the way you just described is so important, because it'll renew the confidence that we had when that wonderful thing happened.
Exactly. And you can do it. You can. The universe doesn't put anything in your path that you can't tackle, even though sometimes we gnash our teeth and go, there's no way.
Everyone loves Oracle cards. They make great gifts for you or anyone, and I know where you can get the best ones. BeyondWord.com. These decks are created by top visionaries with beautiful, unique, original artwork. With over 20 beautiful card decks and easy-to-understand guidebooks from angels to spirit animals, there is certainly one deck or more that calls out to you. These visionary decks are fun, filled with wisdom, and can give you insight. So visit BeyondWord.com. Go to Products, type, and click on Cards. It's so much fun. Do it now. BeyondWord.com. Get a second chance at life at any age. Turn your life around to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. It's an easy step-by-step process with Michael Clinton's new book, Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life. Reimagine yourself, own who you are, act on what's next, and reassess relationships. All to roar into the second half of your life, which is the name of the book. Get your copy of Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life by Michael Clinton at BeyondWord.com, Amazon.com, or order it from any bookstore. Go ahead and roar. You deserve it.
Picture this. It's Saturday night and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good or become spiritually aware or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. Get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit BeyondWord.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday night just got better. BeyondWord.com.
Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, BeyondWord.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal. So visit BeyondWord.com.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.
You are the author and creator of both these upcoming releases for the public, the Practical Tarot Method book and the Practical Tarot Deck. What led to the creation of these gorgeous divination tools?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, because we have been talking about all of this, trusting our gut, but I have wanted to make my own tarot deck for years, because when I'm teaching practical tarot, I've been teaching the practical tarot method for probably 10 years, and when I teach the course, I pull out multiple decks and I lay them out so that we can compare all the same imagery that's on. Even though all the decks are totally different, we can still find the core message in each card. So because of that, I've always wanted to make my own deck that really packs in all of that symbolism, but I am not a visual artist. I have lots of creative talents, but I can't even draw stick people. So I knew that desire was there, but I kept, you know, telling the universe, well, I'll need someone to make those cards. And so anyway, I continued writing my fiction books, but my author friends started doing Kickstarters and for books that weren't written yet, or to make an audiobook or whatever. And so I was low-key learning about Kickstarter from that angle. But it occurred to me that there were lots of tarot decks on Kickstarter, and I thought, gosh, maybe I could do a Kickstarter to work with an artist to do the images. And so I asked my book cover artist, who does my, I'm a hybrid author, so I have a publisher and then I have some series that I do on my own, indie, and I use a cover designer that I really like for those. And she said, well, that's a little far out of my wheelhouse, but I know this, she's a really tremendous illustrator. And she introduced me to Holly Carton, who did end up doing all of the images for the Practical Tarot deck. And when I met Holly, I told her that I really wanted a deck where every person can find themselves in it, because as a tarot reader, I have collected and amassed an embarrassing amount of tarot decks. And there are not very many that are diverse. There just aren't. Some of them are themed decks, you know, where it'll be a fantasy deck or a pirate deck or a vampire deck. But just a regular deck that has people that are of different, you know, I don't have any decks where someone has a disability or, you know, is all the different cultures. And so I wanted that to be a core part of it, because as a tarot reader, I read for people all over the world, and I would love for them to be able to see themselves in these cards. And so Holly felt very strongly about that as well. And so she made me, I think, 5 cards, and we worked together on them, and we did a Kickstarter, and it funded. So we started working on all 78 cards. It took so much longer than we thought it would, so much learning along the way. But we did 3 rounds of edits on every card, so I feel very confident. I'm so proud of, they're beautiful, they're diverse. They have representation, and the meanings are, I think there's lots for your intuition to ping on. And it all was just following my intuition, because I had the idea. So I felt like the universe wants this to happen, and I'll know when I find the right person. And for whatever reason, the Kickstarters started making me think, okay, maybe now's the time, and that's when I reached out to the cover artist, and she knew someone who was the perfect person. And, you know, it's one of those things where 5 years ago, I would have said there is absolutely no way, because I can't draw, and I don't know any artists, so there's no way a tarot deck will happen. But if you're willing to be open and pay attention to the signs that come out, you know, I just, as I was learning about Kickstarter, I was noticing all these tarot decks, and then I, you know, reached out to my cover artist, and she knew someone, and I just, it really was manifested by, you know, the universe going, okay, Lisa, now's the time. Okay, Lisa, somebody knows somebody. Okay, you know, and at any point I could have given up, or I could have, because I was busy writing fiction books, and I've never done a tarot deck, so I could have let my rational brain go, you don't have time for this, and you don't know how to do it. And, you know, I could have listened to all those ego doubts, you know, you're a fiction author and a tarot reader, you're not a designer, and I could have listened to all of those. They were certainly there, but I was trying really hard to just trust. The universe wouldn't have given me this idea if it wasn't going to work out. And then, you know, after we made the deck and it was so gorgeous, I was like, gosh, it's going to kill me that we're just going to make these few Kickstarter decks and no one else will ever be able to get it. And that's when I thought, okay, I am going to, you know, go find a publisher, and I'm going to do nonfiction. And it was all out of my wheelhouse, and I could have backed out at any time. But again, I just felt like the universe wanted this to happen, so I was trusting that it would go the way that it should. And anyone can do it. It's just a matter of, you know, listening and that big trust word, you know. It's so easy to talk yourself out of something and not push yourself out of your comfort zone. But, man, my tarot cards were like, go. So I was, okay, here we go. But, again, that's another way that your tarot cards can really help, because it can be that validation that you need that makes you send out another email, you know?
As I was sitting here, and as you were talking, I thought I should pull a card. And the card I pulled was the Hierophant, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Uh-huh, you did.
And that is exactly what you were just talking about. Is, you know, to,
yeah.
To gain wisdom and growth. It's just been wonderful having you here today on the podcast, and I hope everyone gets a chance to look at or to get the Practical Tarot deck and your book, the Practical Tarot Method book. And I want to thank you, Lisa, for being our guest today.
Thank you so much for having me, and that is the perfect card. So that's a great way to wrap up, that you always, always get the card you need. So thank you so much for having me on and for pulling the card. I appreciate it.
And thank you.
Get a second chance at life at any age. Turn your life around to be happy, successful, and fulfilled. It's an easy step-by-step process with Michael Clinton's new book, Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life. Reimagine yourself, own who you are, act on what's next, and reassess relationships. All to roar into the second half of your life, which is the name of the book. Get your copy of Roar Into the Second Half of Your Life by Michael Clinton at BeyondWord.com, Amazon.com, or order it from any bookstore. Go ahead and roar. You deserve it. Remember this name, Beyond Words Publishing. If you remember the best-selling book, The Secret, then you already know Beyond Words Publishing. For the last 36 years, they've been publishing the best metaphysical, spiritual, and self-help material. So here's the real secret. You always get the best books, audio, and film direct from Beyond Words Publishing. Visit their website, BeyondWord.com, or call 503-531-8700. They'll accept all major credit cards and PayPal. So visit BeyondWord.com. Everyone loves Oracle cards. They make great gifts for you or anyone, and I know where you can get the best ones. BeyondWord.com. These decks are created by top visionaries with beautiful, unique, original artwork. With over 20 beautiful card decks and easy-to-understand guidebooks from angels to spirit animals, there is certainly one deck or more that calls out to you. These visionary decks are fun, filled with wisdom, and can give you insight. So visit BeyondWord.com. Go to Products, Type, and click on Cards. It's so much fun. Do it now. BeyondWord.com.
Picture this. It's Saturday night, and you want to watch a film. Not one of those violent blood and guts film, but one that makes you feel good, or become spiritually aware, or gives you information in a thought-provoking way. That's when you visit Beyond Words Publishing. They have these films. Get videos on demand, buy DVDs, or even get information on how to host a movie screening for your community. Visit BeyondWord.com and explore their videos and their new release, Cat People. Saturday night just got better. BeyondWord.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.